Good morning and welcome to Morning Chapel at Bethany. A special welcome to any guests who may be here with us this morning. We're so happy that you've been able to join us. The theme for our devotion today centers around the idea of the best Christmas present ever. We make our beginning in the name of the Triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with the singing of the hymn. The text for our devotion this morning is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord." And we pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Perhaps at some point in your life, you had an experience at Christmas similar to one that I had many years ago. One in which you received a gift that came as a complete surprise to you. You were gifted something that you didn't expect, and you ended up receiving something that you had no idea would be as beneficial in life as it turned out to be. When I was, I'll say, about 14, I told my mom and my grandmother, for Christmas, I wanted something sporty. I didn't know what that was. While that gave them some clue as to the genre of gift that I was hoping for, it really didn't give them much help. It also didn't help that I already had every collection of sporty things imaginable to a boy. I had bats, hockey sticks, balls, gloves, and helmets. I already even had a tabletop hockey game. I had enough Hot Wheels cars and track to make a giant loop in my basement. I even had one of those electric football games. Old timers, you know what I'm talking about. Those games where there'd be molded plastic figures in the shape of football players, and you'd line them up for a play, and they'd vibrate across the sheet of metal painted to look like a football field. And then, of course, when you turn it on after you set your players up, they went in every direction imaginable, never in the direction that you actually hoped they would go. But what do you expect? It was the early 70s. This was also a unique time. They didn't have Madden electronic football games yet. They didn't even have the marketing of professional sports jerseys. So that whole notion of maybe getting another thing for my Game Boy, never heard of it, or some sort of jersey, out of the question. So what did my mom and grandmother come up with? It turned out that they came up with the most perfect gift that I had never imagined needing or wanting. I got a stopwatch. It was that pre-electronic kind, you know, with the ticking second hand and the wind-up top. You know, the kind that resembles the one that you see on the TV news show 60 Minutes. Imagine. Now I could time myself doing various tasks around my home. I could time myself and set personal records doing my after-school paper route. I could time myself doing a 40 or 100-yard dash, a quarter mile, a mile, and as I got older, even 2 miles. I ended up having that gift in my working possession so long that decades later, I used it when I was coaching my own teams and when I was timing my own children practicing their running. What a gift. And what a gift we have described for us in our text this morning, in the perfect, most thoughtful gift for each of us, a gift that our sinful natures could have never envisioned. A gift that wouldn't just last for decades, but for an eternity. A gift that's a matter of our eternal salvation. It was the perfect gift of a Savior from sin. The gift that could come only from the perfect, true, almighty, all-powerful Creator God, who already knew just what sinful mankind needed ever since the time in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve fell into that first sin. And when he announced that perfect gift in this promise in Genesis chapter 3, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He, that's Jesus, will crush your head, Satan, and you will strike his heel. Imagine that gift, that the Son of God, who was in heaven, and who was being worshiped by all the saints and angels, would leave all that to come to earth, to become fully human, to be born in a manure-scented cave to a poor family in a dinky town and at a time in history when there were no luxuries, there was no central air conditioning or heat, there were no motors, and there certainly was no Netflix. God had his Son leave all that perfection in heaven to come to this broken world so that some 2,000 years later, you and I could have the assurance that we have the gift of eternal heaven waiting for us in heaven. God's gift was not only a perfect gift, it was the only perfect gift to fulfill what the angel said to the shepherds that Christmas night. A Savior from sin has been born for you. Christ, the anointed one from God the Father, has arrived for you. It's the amazing gift that would save us from the guilt and the punishment of our sins. And it's not just needed at a certain point in our lives. It's the only thing we'll ever need for our salvation. While we're on the subject of perfect Christmas gifts, isn't it interesting that when we observe young children opening their gifts at Christmas, they sometimes seem more engaged not with the gift, but with the box and the wrappings that it came in. Let that be a reminder to us that again, as we celebrate Christmas this year, we keep the focus on the gift, God's perfect Son, Jesus, our Savior, and not on all the trappings that surround Christmas season. Let us be like Mary, who Luke describes as treasuring up all these things and pondering them in her heart. While my stopwatch came as a complete surprise to me, the idea that God would send his Son as the perfect gift to redeem us from our sins, that should have been no surprise to people living back at the time of the children of Israel, to us today, because God's gift was already promised hundreds and thousands of years before that first Christmas night. Hear again and take comfort in just a couple Old Testament verses of promise that came to fruition when the angels announced Jesus' birth at Christmas night. From 2 Samuel chapter 7, "When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." And from Isaiah chapter 7, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, God with us." I'm not sure what gifts await you this Christmas season. Perhaps, like once happened to me, you'll receive a gift that not only surprises you, but ends up being what you come to realize as a perfect gift, especially suited for you. But whether that happens this year or not, know that each of us has already received the perfect gift, perfect in every way, from your Father in heaven, a gift for you and for your eternal happiness in his arms in heaven. Hear the good news. A Savior from sin has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord. Merry Christmas. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, through the perfect life of your Son, Jesus, and the sacrifice of his life by suffering and dying for us, the gift of heaven is ours eternally. We praise and thank you for the perfect Christmas gift of your Son to be our Savior. Work in us daily, your Holy Spirit, to confidently believe this good news of what Jesus has done for us. In the joy of eternal life won for us by our Savior, use us, Lord. Give us boldness and confidence to share this message of Christmas hope through Christ our Savior with all those around us, students, staff, faculty, and community, that all may believe in him. And grant us your blessings, Lord, upon our students graduating from Bethany this afternoon. Be with them and keep them strong in faith throughout their lives. Be with our students, faculty, and staff as we approach the final week of the semester. Continue to bless us with your grace and keep us in your tender care. This morning, we also have a special prayer. There is a civil war being fought currently in Ethiopia, And that's the home of a number of our international students, so we'd like to offer a prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, by your invitation, we ask that your hand of protection would rest upon the families of our Ethiopian students, so that no harm would come to them. Preserve their hearts from worry and fear. According to your will, grant that stability and peace would return to their land. Through your servant, the Ethiopian eunuch, you brought the wonderful knowledge of the gospel into the hearts of so many in this region. May the truth of Christ continue to be spread abroad in Eastern Africa, that many blood-bought souls may someday join your saints in the heavenly choir. We ask all this in the name of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. We continue with the choir. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen.